Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name is Mark Cuniberti. I have to admit the business news channels have maintained a brave front in light of the market's year-long sell-off. In spite of this record-setting market crash, the latest figures out is that a typical IRA retirement account has been hit about 25%. The business TV channels have negotiated the crashes thick and thin with relative calm compared to the COVID three-week March crash of 2020, or CNBC's Mad Money celebrity host Jim Cramer's now infamous 2007 rant against the Federal Reserve, which had somewhat of a panic flavor to it the last year on Bloomberg. Yahoo Finance and CNBC channels have had what I perceive as a surprising lack of real concern during this whole mess, whether it's from the slow burn quality of this year's long stock rout or the fact that news channels are supposed to remain calm. It can be soothing to tune into one of these channels while your stocks bleed red. That said, I am concerned that much of the analysis supporting an intimate recovery is based on backward-looking data and therefore flawed. Last week, those predicting a soft landing and a robust recovery in stock prices often mention that consumer spending is still strong. They argue that the interest rate increases and the persistent inflation we've seen are doing little to dampen consumer demand. Henceforth, everything looks fine and a new bull market might be right around the corner. The issue I have with that claim is that they are basing the whole argument on spending that has already happened. Subsequently, there is no way of knowing if everyone is just starting to cut back at this point in time. I can tell you I sure am, and talking to others, they are too. Sometimes boots on the ground, coupled with a little astute observation, is better than the economic statistics coming out of the Bureau of Labor Statistics, where everyone gets their inflation data. Some argue the Bureau of Labor Statistics is just a shill for whoever's in the White House at the time. After all, incumbents live and die by the state of the economy. Inflation and employment data are the major metrics everyone keys in on, and the Bureau of Labor Statistics is the entity that's responsible for those figures. That said, I can't tell you how many times the Bureau of Labor Statistics has changed the numerous inflation and employment statistics. Every administration since President Johnson did it way back in the 60s saw changes to the way the Bureau is measuring things. In fact, the Bureau just changed it again. Usually the changes are in favor of softening the negative data while enhancing the positive stuff under the guise of giving us a better idea as to what the economy is doing. Realistically, they can't say, oh, by the way, we're changing how we measure things to make you feel better. It's the reason why on occasion we hear politicians say this particular thing is not as bad or that particular thing is improving. Then we wonder what store they are shopping at or that they haven't visited our neighborhood, surely. Fortunately, instead of plowing through historical data and searching out all the changes the Bureau has made, a statistician named John Williams runs the website called shadowstats.com, and they measure things the same way they've always measured things, and that's how we really tell what has changed. I have interviewed John, and he seems to be a matter-of-fact type of guy and one akin to honest and level-headed answers. Some argue the website uses older calculation models and doesn't reflect the changing world around us. Others say that's the point. If we want to see how inflation and employment change over the years, you have to use the same measuring stick. Change the measuring stick and you change the result. But to Washington, I guess that's the point. Monkey with the metric to give you a better result, which helps the incumbent administration. And don't think I'm picking on either party or a particular president, mind you. I'm not, because they have all done it, and for more times than you know. Watching the market so you don't have to. The views and opinions here are not meant as investment advice or the recommendation to buy or sell any securities, nor represents the opinion of any bank, investment firm, or registered investment advisor, nor this media outlet, its staff members, or underwriters. I hold a BA in Economics with Honors 1979 and California Insurance License OL34249. Our website is moneymanagementradio.com, where everything is free, our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station.